Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa and happy Sherpaween. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is our annual Sherpaween episode where everyone, or almost everyone, gets dressed up in costume. I'm here today as Pennywise the Clown. So if you're listening and not watching and wondering why I sound different, it's probably the mask. So on today's show, we've got Amar, Shane, Josh, Billy, Sophia, and Scott Pruder with Right of the Dot, who's here to talk about the upcoming auction taking place next week at NamesCon in Miami. So we go over a list of those domains to see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like, and they provide a bunch of different insight into the auction, the conference, and domaining in general. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pod. We integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They've got $5.com Fridays and $5 off all transfers in. No promo code required. And big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. Also, shout out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Sato, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain, so go to DNX.com and get your domain. And big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter and for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And since we're only 1 week away, we've got NamesCon Global coming up November 5th and 6th in Miami. Go to NamesCon.com for more information. And also remember, the ICA has their annual member meeting coming up, which will be taking place January 15th to the 17th at Park MGM in Las Vegas. Very excited for what's in store for that meeting, so go to ica.vegas for more information and to register. So with all of that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains, and happy Sherpaween.
Here in the forest, dark and deep, I offer you.
What's up, Sherpa Network? Happy Sherpaween! This is our annual Halloween show. We get into costume and kind of get into some spooky domain talk and all that good stuff. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. Jayon, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. Pennywise. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a bit of a departure. We're not going to do a Domain Sherpa review. But we are going to talk a little bit about some domains, and we've got a special guest on the show here to specifically talk about the upcoming NamesCon auction, but I'll get into all of that. Let me go through and introduce this rogues gallery of miscreants, this motley crew. Let me go ahead, and to my left, we got the one and only Sophia Canala, a.k.a. Sophia Vergara, a.k.a. the Queen of Domainers, a.k.a. the Golden Girl, a.k.a. So Fly, So Deaf, So Be It, So Be It. Sophia, the pirate queen, how are you? What's good?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm hot in this mask. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, it is hot.
It is kind of odd.
I sweat so much. This was such a mistake. All right. I mentioned our special guest all the way over to my left. We got my boy Scott Pruitt, a.k.a. Great Scott, a.k.a. Beat Me Up Scotty, a.k.a. Scotty Pruitt, Just Do It, a.k.a. Ride of the Scott, who's here in no costume, but it's okay. I know you're here on very, very short notice, so we'll let it slide. Plus, you brought the list. You brought the list to discuss the domains. They all float down here, Scotty. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. Just glad to be back on the Sherpa show again.
Let's go, man.
All these crazy people.
Hey, this is how we do it on Sherpa Weed. All right, continuing down below me, we got my boy Sugar Shane, aka Honey Shane, aka Mike Bro, aka Blame It on the Shane, aka the Culture Personality, the Culture Club, doing it for the culture. He's live and direct from Leadville, Colorado Ski Resort. What's your does your character Stone? What's up?
Yeah, snow's out, hoes out, baby.
What's snow?
No, I mean, there's so many guys just like this that just hang out in the slope. They look like they're like 70 years old with a 22-year-old just hanging out, drinking beer. Looks like a good life. So that's
dude, it's like the Matthew McConaughey of like Colorado. You know what I mean? Oh, that's what I love about this, man. I get older, the girls, they stay the same age. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that shit ain't creepy at all, man. It isn't creepy at all.
They always give you tips, like tips you don't need. Like, hey, sweetheart. Just keep the tips up a little bit and then just catch it a little bit. You're catching a little hard on that. I can show you if you need it.
Oh, Stone. Wildin' Stone. All right, let me keep it moving in the middle of the screen. We got the one and only William Tenenbaum, a.k.a. Billy the Kid, a.k.a. Willie Wiskins. Shout out to Jen Sale for that one. A.k.a. Mr. Editor, a.k.a. Billy Cut It, Captain Cut It. And you've got the Wolverine Claws. When you're talking about Cut It, we're not playing today. This is like... I love that. I love that for you, Wolverine. What's going on, man?
What's up? Just out here, you know, trying to stay away from Deadpool.
Yeah, dude, Deadpool. He's a pain in the ass, man. You know what I'm saying? Huh. I don't like him either. So, all right, let's keep it moving. Over to the middle, right? We got the one and only Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. DNX. It's dark and hell is hot. X gonna give it to you. Yellowstone, Kevin Costner in the building. What's going on, man? How are you?
Let's go. What's up? Good to be here.
I like you in the cowboy hat, man. I gotta admit, man, it doesn't even seem like a costume for you. You kind of wear that,
dude,
pretty good.
I actually love this cowboy hat. It's pretty sick. Look at this.
Are you gonna wear that to NamesCon?
Honestly, dude. My dream is to go just like live out in the countryside in like a million acres away from everyone. So one day this might be me.
Yeah. I like how you talk about that. Like that's a special dream. You know what I mean? Like I'm the only one who has this dream of all this land, east and quiet.
I don't know, man. You think you like, I don't know. My wife certainly doesn't have that dream. So I'm selling it hot.
Okay. So I've been looking into RVs lately and it's not like I don't have a whole like intent to buy one anytime soon. But it's one of the, you know, the ASMR stuff that's like soothing, you know, at night. I'm like, I go onto Facebook and they just keep serving me up these videos of these RV tours. And I'm just like, these things are awesome. You know, I'm like literally flipping. I'm like, now I'm doing Google searches and shit. Like, I don't know. I don't know where it came from. But,
dude,
you know.
If you could get any whiter, I don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah, boy, you know, that's what I'm working with today. But yeah, dude, well, you know, if I lived out west, actually, like, you know, Shane, like Colorado, like Utah, like that would be for me, I could totally get into the RV life. Plus, they're so dope, dude. Have you ever seen, like, they're literally like, I mean, the really good ones, the really good motorhomes that like the actors live in and stuff when they're on set. Those are like $1 million joints. They're like insane. They've got like multiple bathrooms and bedrooms and finishes and I don't know. All right. I guess I'm by myself on this one.
Yeah, you want that. You want that. You want that like Hollywood, that like Hollywood rapper / touring artist type situation, dude. That's not what I'm about.
But I wanted the peace and quiet like you was talking about.
He needs overlanding. You know what an overlanding is? It's an overlander. It's a pull behind. It's got, you can take a four-wheel drive or a Revel. Like the Revel would be the rich person's version. It's like a van, but it's four-wheel drive and it can go 8 days off, has a little bit of water, a little bit, you know, it has the toilet.
Yeah, dude, I've been into the, how many,
but they're also 170
and shit like that. I'm deep in the rabbit hole,
bro. If Drew's not paying you enough to for the regular house, you know, let me know.
That's what it is, man. Yeah. I could live deep. I could be out the, when he said you could literally work from anywhere, I took that to heart. You know what I'm saying? I was like, fine, let's go.
Starlink, baby, just Starlink anywhere.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, it's legit. Anyway, more to follow. All right, last but not least, down at the bottom, we got the Pimp of Wisdom, Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the Even Greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Marzan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, aka Cuba Soze, aka Sally Savalas, aka Cuba Kinte. What's up, my dog?
What's going on? Well, you know, I took that wisdom money. I got some hair implants and new outfits. You know, it's working out pretty well. Yeah, thank you. Dude. Thank you. Yeah, just out here pimping wisdom.
That's the thing. I thought, like, shit, if I wear a wig and it looks good, I mean, you're going to see me in it in NamesCon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although
live from Turkey.
I'm just saying, it's hard out here for a pimp, bro.
It's hard out here, folks. It's hard out here for a clown too, let me tell you. But Doran put hair on all of us on the last show on that clip, man. He made me look like shit, man. Come on, bro.
That was awesome.
Like, dude, me hair. I finally get hair. You know?
Yeah, I know. The only hair.
Looked like
the,
this.
The only person. Yeah.
The it looked like this. It was red. Well. The shit was like 2 miles back on my forehead. I was all forehead. You know what I'm saying? Dude, come on, man. You know? And then they're like clowning on me, calling me a ginger. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, it's hard out here for a clown. Sorry, Josh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm with you, though. Solidarity rocks, baby. You know? All right, let's get into some domain talk. Since we're here, it's about a day or two from Halloween, and we are a week away from NamesCon. So for all those who are going to be there, we're all getting excited. A little Miami, Miami. And we've got the NamesCon auction. So, Scott, why don't you jump in and tell us timing, day, details, like, Give us some insight.
You bet. So we've so far taken in about 350 names into the auction. And out of those, we're going to pick about 100 that will go live for the event, which will happen on the first day of NamesCon, which will be the 5th. And that's going to start at, I believe, 4 o'clock. So it'll run from 4 to like 5:30 or six. And then after that, they'll be breaking for dinner. And we're having our world champion auctioneer, Wayne Wheat, is going to be coming again and bringing Lev, his comic relief. So expect to see a lot of costumes being shown off at NamesCon this year. This guy, he brings a trunk and it has, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 costumes in it. And he's running around the whole, you know, the audience as people are bidding. Wearing different kinds of wigs and masks and clothes and stuff. It's hilarious. So everyone's going to have a good time. And some people are going to walk away with some really, really good names. We've got some of the best names we've ever had this year.
All right. Well, okay. I got to correct you a little bit on timing because it's actually 4 o'clock to 6:30 and usually runs long. So yeah. I would say everybody should be ready for 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Let's actually go a little earlier in the schedule too, you know. So at 3 o'clock is the ice cream social. And then at 3:15, Matt Berry is going to give out the Escrow Master of Domains Award. And I'm on the edge of my seat because I'm hoping maybe we'll get some consideration this year. Maybe. Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing. Spoiler alert, we won. So shout out to Sophia, by the way. So they're going to do the award. After the award is a quick coffee break. And then we've got the auction preview, which is a little bit of what we're going to start now. But then a lot of the same crew, including Drew, Braden, and then myself, Shane, Amar, and Josh are going to be on stage doing some of the same thing. Kind of by then we'll know exactly what names have been picked for the live auction. So we'll have a little bit more that we can talk about, but we definitely have names and things to discuss today. So, and then the auction goes from 4 to 6:30. Like I said, I think you got to expect that it'll run a little long. And then there's a party on the festival grounds. So, you know, we should be kind of interesting. But all right, so what about for being able to bid and register and all that good stuff online? Like, should people register now? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, now's always the best time to register. If you plan on attending NamesCon, you should still register in advance because it'll make it easier for us to assign a paddle to you and you won't have to sign up at the event. So pre-bidding's open. Anyone can bid right now. And you do that at bid.rotd.com. That's where you would sign up.
Rotd.com. Yeah, we'll put that on the show notes and everything. Billy, cut it, Billy.
Yeah. And to register, you'll need to have a valid credit card, and we'll be doing a $500 authorization, not a charge, but an authorization to vet the online bidders to make sure that they're legit. That'll drop off after the auction is over. And like I said, we've got some really, really great names that are coming up this year.
All right, cool. Well, let's talk about some of these names. So we circulated a list.
Real quick, the starting bid, is that, that's, I always forget, is that the reserve or that's
no, it's not the reserve. All the lots start at 500 or higher. So mm-hmm. 500 is going to be the minimum bid to participate on any of these lots.
Yeah.
Some of the names have really high reserves. And yeah. So in those cases, we have, brought the starting bid closer to the reserve. So that way there's not a lot of wasted time seeing sure. names go up and never hitting reserve. At least they have an idea of where they need to be in order to hit it.
Okay, got it. So there's some connection, but it's not the actual reserve.
It's not the actual reserve. It's below the reserve.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you.
All right, cool. We circulated the list a little bit. Does anybody want to, what do you guys, Shane, Josh, and Mar, want to kind of jump in with a couple of names that you think are interesting? Obviously, we don't know what the reserves are. So, we'll have that sort of disclaimer that anything we're talking about, we don't know the reserves. So we're just, except for names that maybe somebody listed themselves, we've got a couple of names in the auction. So,
great. Is tokens yours? What's tokens?
No.
Tokens is one of the names that's in the auction, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Tokens.com.
Similar, didn't Media Options have something in that realm?
Yeah. I think we were maybe brokering tokens for a little while. So.
Okay. That's where I know I've seen it. That makes sense.
That's a great name.
Well, it's a great name when it comes to, crypto, fintech, all these different verticals can use tokens, and it's a hot term right now. So.
Yeah.
I'm very hopeful to find a good buyer for it.
The only better one would be tokenize. That would be really nice.
Is that yours?
Of course.
Ah, the pimp of wisdom. You're so sneaky. I get it. Okay. Well, that's cool. All right. So, well, actually, before we get into some of the specific names, is there like a Web3 component or anything outside of domains in this auction as well?
Yep, we will have some names from Unstoppable, some .x's, some .nfts. We even have, a couple of single letter .x's that are in there. We're always trying to mix it up now and include both Web3 names and DNS domain names.
Okay, cool.
And we don't call the Web3 names domains.
What do you call them?
Web3 names.
Okay, cool. That's good. I like that the dot in your background looks like my balloon, the Pennywise balloon.
You're distracting him.
The thing is, I'm probably wearing this costume through Halloween. Maybe this is what I'll wrap the names down. Anyway, okay, back to domains. What do you guys think? I mean, any names in particular that, let's say, reserve's not an issue that you really are interested in or will be bidding on, guys?
It's hard to know if reserve's not an issue, though, right? Because we just don't know what the reserve is. BigEnergy.com looks like a cool name. Like that. There's a lot of names here. I'm just going through the list now.
Go ahead, Scott. I have a question. So will the starting bids, they'll obviously be visible to everybody before the auction? Will they know what the starting bid is going to be? I mean, it'll be in the system, right?
Yeah. If you go to the platform right now and start looking at the lots, it'll show you if there's either the high bid is or what the starting bid is.
Yeah. Okay. And then are the starting bids any relation to the reserve? Like, does it
yes,
give us,
it's,
okay, like how much of a percentage would you think would be like sort of reasonable?
There's no reserve range in that. I don't remember that being
I'm not trying to get you to tell me.
There's been reserve ranges in the past. And it is a percentage, but I don't want to say what that is.
Yeah.
Got it.
You just say it and then you said it.
So, Scott, you said that there are lots of good names that you're excited about. Which ones are you excited about?
I'm really excited.
Wait, Josh, you got to be like, which ones you reckon you're excited about and shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
We're really excited about Omegle.com. And the reason for that is we went to bankruptcy and receivership attorney conference two, 3 years back, and ran into a lady who just approached our table and said, hey, have you guys ever heard of a domain called Omegle? And I had, and for those who are not familiar with it, it was the original talk to strangers online with video chat. And it started, I'm sorry, Shane, what?
That sounds really safe.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Especially if you're a woman.
As you can imagine, you know, they didn't have a lot of safeguards built into it. And as a result, there was a lot of lawsuits that were filed back and forth over, you know, people maybe exposing themselves to kids and stuff like that. So, as a result, the guy who founded the company went into bankruptcy.
You're not selling it.
I'm sorry. What part are we excited about?
Well, here's the thing. The name itself is in bankruptcy. And so it's going with the name and the trademarks. There's also currently another copycat site out there called Omegle with a U. So having this name, you could, prevent or stop this other site. If that was something you were interested in, you could restart it. There's a lot of things that can be done with this name, but the fact that it was so popular and famous, it could be that kind of a site again with the right kind of safeguards built into it. There's already a couple of them out there, and there may be people looking to purchase it to prevent it from coming ever online again.
Well, I guess a couple of things, and I do like a lot of the names. I don't think this is one of them for me personally, but I think if there's a ton of traffic, maybe you can leverage that somehow.
Oh, but it's got type in traffic like you wouldn't believe.
But Amar, you know, from a trademark perspective, right? And maybe sanity check my thoughts here, but if you're purchasing the trademark, right, you can't just go in, and if you haven't continuously used the trademark and it wasn't yours to begin with, how does that work when you purchase the trademark? And I don't mean to pick on you, but you are a lawyer as well. You're like
a lawyer who doesn't know shit about the law. But
a lawyer.
And I guess it's like, okay, cool. Like, you're going to go and enforce the trademark, but then you've got to continue to use the site in the same way that it was used in the past, which to me is, kind of interesting. So you'd almost have to buy it with the intent of starting up this chat thing again, obviously with better safeguards, right? Because otherwise,
Which is what I think Scott's saying is, somebody that wants to take over because it already has that history, good and bad, obviously. But it had the usage and possibly a lot of traffic with it. So if you're going to take it over and do, even if it's something close to what it was, right, I think you'd probably be okay.
Obviously with better safeguards and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And if you are watching a lot of like TikTok videos and, stories on Instagram, you'll see a lot of these double chats come up. And some of the people that have been doing them have become very famous just doing these chats. Right. Uh-huh. It was based on that platform. So it's an ongoing thing. It's definitely a technology that's in demand. So,
does it still work? Like, is it still operating?
Like I said, there's a copycat site called Omegle, which is working, and there's another site that I forget the name of it, but it does the same thing. It just allows random people to start a conversation, a video chat.
So you'd have to buy the domain and the trademark, start it up again, get rid of the other guys.
Wait, so it's basically chat roulette?
It is chat roulette.
It is chat roulette.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I'd never heard of Omegle or whatever the hell.
And I would think it'd be pretty tough for somebody else to use it for any other. I think the commercial use beyond that is probably not particularly great. And I think the idea of somebody spending, $750,000 to just shut it down forever is probably unlikely,
Yeah, I mean, something similar, you know, Mike Carson bought Friendster.com, and he was able to get a new trademark for it. So,
Yeah, is it alive?
Yeah, he just got it. Yeah, he literally just got it. So hopefully I'm not, I mean, I'm not spilling non-public
information. No, that was good.
You heard it here first, folks.
That was at least 6 months ago. It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool that you can buy like some shit like that where it's like, you know, hey, I just bought MySpace. Like, I, you know,
no,
like,
I just bought a car. That was the original MySpace, right?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, I bought MySpace. You know, cool.
So it's the same kind of the same idea as far as taking an original form of technology that was super popular that went defunct because it did some things wrong or just a little early or, you know, because Friendster was as popular as any of them. And it just kind of turned into a dating site and just kind of got taken over by other things. So, and this one got taken over by essentially TikTok and other forms of social media. So
I'm going to buy MySpace and make Sophia the new Tom. I think it'll do much better.
Yeah,
it'll definitely do better. Yeah.
It'll do much better.
Everybody want to be her friend.
See what Drew's doing?
That's, I'm telling you, like, oh, Sophia has 5 million friends.
I don't, but okay.
All right, well, so Omegle, I mean, I don't love it, but I guess it's cool, and it'll be really interesting to see how it goes, you know? I think, you know, I think it's definitely an interesting story. There's a lot of history there, so I think that's really cool. And but I'm not familiar with it, so... Looking at it and just trying to think about it from a business case perspective, how much it's going to cost and then what it would take to do it. But, you know, there are people in that world that, you know, that's not my world. So I don't know.
Well, the guy who did the copycat site has made tens of millions of dollars doing it. And he's a 22-year-old kid who lives in Great Britain.
Ah.
All so right. Maybe he's the buyer.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, like he could be the buyer. He may actually be in the auction.
Yeah. So,
I mean, for him, that makes a whole lot of sense. If he's made a bunch of money, like that would be, I mean, yeah, I can't agree more. I think that's your buyer. So we'll see. Hopefully he shows up. Hopefully Omegle shows up and it's an Omegle flash at Namestown. All right, cool. What else? What other names do we like? Tell us what else should we know about?
About lectures.com.
Yeah, Lectures is a great name. I like that a lot.
And I've seen that one around for a while, but it's a good name.
Yeah.
We got t-shirt and t-shirts.com.
As a bundle, yep.
Yeah. The dash.
AGS.com is a great name. The price is already pretty high in the pre-bidding, but it's a great three-letter.com.
Has anything hit reserve yet?
Honestly, I've been so busy getting this stuff ready and trying to get the marketing out that I haven't been keeping up with where the current prices are.
That would be helpful. And even maybe in the session before, if we already know some that are already sold so that, you know, we can talk about some. Because, again, I agree with Josh. It is a little tough to get excited when you don't really know what you're working with, you know. But
it's a big list. Like I said, there's 350 names in there currently. So there's a lot of variety. Again, you have the Web3 names. You also have, you know, a lot of really high profile .orgs. There's some decent .nets in there. But
I think Billy will be bidding on gstring.com.
No, Billy's going to be modeling gstring.
Give me give us some of the best, .org. Which are the best .orgs on there?
I'll go through some of the lower ones that had lower reserves. Because, again, my problem is great names aren't great names at auction unless the reserve is, you know, somewhat reasonable or I feel like I'm in the ballpark, right? Like, I don't want to waste a lot of time if something's at $1 million and I'm starting at 5,000 and I have no clue whether I'm there. So I just started with the ones. Like, the top of my list was Big Energy, I think, for their...
Yeah.
The minimum, that was one of the best ones. And then there's simple ones like 1234.org. It's memorable. It's brandable. I don't remember, but it was one of those 500 and under minimum. So those are the names I like. Transcripts.io. Yes. everybody will say that's going to be part of AI to automatically do all that. But there is a huge market right now where you just point to a video and it spits out a transcript, and people are using that every single day. So a transcripts.io is a nice keyword that people use. And sometimes they don't want to go through the whole AI package. They just want a transcript quick. And so that's a really good one. Another one with crypto is Swappo. My swap names get some of the most traffic I have, because right now there's a ton of money in swapping tokens, and they're giving away huge airdrops for people that participate and points. So the swapping sites are doing exceptionally well, despite the fact there's dozens and hundreds of them. And Swappo is a name that tells you exactly what you're going to do right out of the gate, and it's not that expensive. And then one other one, Illustrious, was a nice one. I liked Annihilate, but I couldn't spell Annihilate. Like I literally spelled it wrong with the N's right out of the gate. So, but Illustrious, I think it had a $25,000, but yeah, that's a nice word. Illustrious exudes quality.
Full disclosure, Illustrious is one of ours. I think Annihilate might be one of ours too. So I think it's a fantastic name, and I think everyone should spend all the money on it.
Yeah. Annihilate's a great word for gaming, but it is
a little negative. Depends. If you're a psycho clown, you're kind of like, I'm into it. I'm feeling it. If you're a normal human being, you're like, I don't know. You know, what's the commercial use? Could be exterminator, you know, like for bugs and things, because we all, you know, we all hate
bugs. I also like telemarketing AI. And the reason for that is the telemarketing industry hasn't really advanced very much in the last 10 years and kept up with the AI. I don't know if you've noticed, if you've been in any kind of an IVR phone decision tree, they can be super frustrating. And then when you talk to them, they don't understand what you say. But a lot of these AI models are much improved. They just haven't really been applied to telemarketing. And whoever can do that, I think, is going to really corner the market when it comes to selling that as a service to businesses that need to do customer service screening.
Yeah. So, and I would agree with you. I'm definitely one of those guys that, like, I'm 2 seconds into the tree and I'm yelling, representative, representative.
That's me too.
So that's my shit. But, which name are you saying is relevant regarding telemarketing?
Telemarketing.ai.
Is it AI or AE? Cause I see telemarketing.ae. Do you have both of them in the auction?
We had AE at Domain Days Dubai. If it's in there, it needs to come out.
It's on line 28, JT, telemarketing.ai.
He can't see in that clown outfit.
I can't read, period. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, there it is. You have both of them, Scotty. You got AI and AE.
Okay. Well, the AE may have been a holdover from the last auction.
Yeah, all good. I would agree. I mean, I think that, you know, you're right. Telemarketing is definitely, and I think we're seeing some startups. I've seen some stuff recently of companies that were promoting using AI, like replace your call center with basically a bunch of AI agents. And you would think that, you know, that would be an area that should be, I don't say easily disruptable, but kind of ripe for sure. So I think you're right. I think that one's cool.
I think I told this on another Sherpa, but I ordered some freight. So I needed a truck to pick up a couple pallets. And I called in and talked to a guy, and he was super helpful, Boston accent, did the whole thing, booked it, super happy with the whole process. I called back a month later, and I got the same guy with the exact same transcript, exactly the whole thing. And then finally I said, is this AI? And I said, yes, this is AI. I talked to a human with a Boston accent that responded perfectly, that set up my freight. And I think it was freightcenter.com, like a major person, but I could not believe, I was a little scared. I got off the phone and told my wife, I go, we're fucked. Like I had no idea that Boston Rob was a Boston computer. Like it was really good, really good. And he set up the whole freight too, asked the right questions, responded timely. Like there was no indication at all. I just, like, I knew from that point on, that's how everything's going to be at this point.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, that's pretty crazy. Let's see.
Yeah. So I like Room Key. I think that's a pretty good one.
Oh, dude, I just highlighted that one on my sheet. Actually,
what's the reserve on that? It's high. I remember looking at it.
Well, great, 15 name. G's is a starting bid.
That's not.
That's what I'm saying. Even if the reserve is 25, let's say, I don't know what the formula is. I think room keys probably is pretty decent. Easy legal's pretty good in the same range. I like that one. I like travel well. I feel like it's a bit expensive, but that's a nice, it's a nice brand.
Yeah, so that's recently, showing with a starting bid of 21,000, but I'm with you. I like that too. That's tough though. I mean, we say it on the show every time, you know, you make money on the buy, right? And even
right.
You know, Rick posted something about that this week and I commented, and because, you know, again, it's, you know, something that we say all the time. So I think that's the big thing, right? Is just trying to figure out how you can find value in the product, which you definitely can. I mean, look, we've been, you know, I think that's actually to really not to overhype up the auction, but I think that's where the value really is when, you know, these you're live in the room, whether you're in the room or you're online, but, you know, and then Monty's pulling strings behind the scenes to get the sellers to lower their reserves. And then you get names that are then in the paint and, you know, and you do have a chance to, you know, I kind of think early in the auction and late in the auction are both good opportunities, you know, late where those last handful of names, and it's always like, how'd that name sell for that? Like, I wish I was paying attention. It's like, well, it's because it was,
I can tell you, as someone who's been going to the auctions for 15 years, almost every auction purchase that I've had and our friends have had, we look back and think what a great buy it was. And at the time we looked at each other and thought, man, we might've overpaid. Like, that's always a feeling in the room.
Yeah.
The reserves are a little high. You're paying a little more and you think, why did it go for that? And then you look back a decade later and go, damn, that was a good buy. The only ones that I think that we mess up is we get a little trendy. Like, we'll take something that's super hot and trendy at the time and those go for a lot. And then we look back and go, man, that doesn't even exist anymore. So there's a couple, you know, not saying AI is part of that, but in the past we get back to some of these names and they were a little too trendy and never developed. But for the most part, they've all been good buys. I remember, God, I can't remember, but I remember the two letters. It was my first auction and they were going for 100,000. And I can't remember. I think it was Matt at Botus, somebody like that. It was like 22 years old, just picking off twoletter.coms and they were going for 100,000. I was like, Jesus, that's so overpriced.
Yeah.
If I get one for 100 grand right now, I'll take it.
Well, yeah.
But at the time, that
give
was
me obvious things for 1,000, Alex.
Yeah, but at the time, it wasn't. At the time, that was the first time that they, you know, 100,000, and, you know, they were.
Oh, no, I totally get it. I think that without a doubt, like, you know, oneword.coms, and I think you make a great point, and I would say we have the same conversations internally, you know, more, you know, almost all the time, you know, later on when we're selling names that we bought at auction, we're having success with it, you know, and, it's interesting because it's anecdotal, but I would agree. I think that is our general consensus as well, because it's just, you know, again, they're
what do you guys think about cleansweep.com? I like that brand.
I like that name.
Great, great name. What is the, what's the price?
It was actually decent. 93.10 is the starting bid. So under 10K.
You reckon that's a good buy, good price there, Josh?
Yeah, 10K, yeah. 15K.
Okay, these are just the starting bids, right?
15K, right. Still good. I'd say that's probably a buy up to about 20, and then it starts to get dicey.
Yeah, it's a great sports brand. It could be
great name.
I mean, that's a sports book waiting to open.
Yeah. Or just a cleaning company. I mean, a major national cleaning company.
That's actually more of like a fit.
A cleaning company that has former athletes come into your house to clean.
Oh, that's good. And they clean it. Wow. They could reach all the surfaces. Because they're tall.
Billy like, shows Victor, up.
Victor Wembanyama showing up to clean your house. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's just cleaning.
Has anybody watched him play? Billy, you're a hoops guy. You know, have you watched Wemby play this year?
Oh, he's amazing.
He's insane,
amazing.
Dude.
I saw him live his rookie year. I've never seen anybody play like that.
He's not a human. He's an alien. He's 7'7", dude. It's insane. He shoots like half, you know, from the logo. It's really crazy.
Yeah, he's basically like, if you were to create a player in NBA 2K as a kid.
Wouldn't let you do it. They'd be like, nah, this isn't fair or realistic, you know? And it's like, he's actually a human being, a human person. Mm-hmm. He's not on my team, so fuck him. But anyway, go Sixers. They're 3-0. I don't know, man. I'm like really vibing with this Pennywise mask, you know?
Yeah, we've got another travel name too, booktravel.com.
Ooh, I like that.
That one doesn't have a reserve at all.
Ooh, I like that a lot, man. Yeah. I like that one.
What is it? Book Travel?
Booktravel.com.
Cool.
Let's see. What else we got?
We got a lot of travel names. We got a lot of geo names. We've got Amman, like Amman Jordan, Cape Town, South Africa.
Amman is, yeah, that's not cheap though, right? Well, it's not as expensive.
No, they're not. We have Spokane.
How did the geo names, how are they doing in general? So this is more Shane, Josh, Amar. Like, where are you guys at with like geo city names, like the Fred Mercado model?
I mean, a lot of the value of them is when they're used as brands as opposed to geos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the market right now is, and I talked about this, pushing my domain name wire, little podcast that I did the other day. The problem is if informational sites right now are getting robbed by AI, right? So you're providing all this great information and content, and now it's just getting plucked and brought over to a third party site. And then them coming back and visiting you is not, it's getting less and less. So building, like, I love Atlanta.org, and I think it'd make an incredible travel site, but the monetization of that site is getting more and more difficult. That being said, if you can come up with like and I had a name, I wasn't sure if we were doing the domain name game, but a geoapartmentsname.com, and you get it super cheap, there might be an AI model that you can monetize that using AI to maybe do it a little easier. Like before, you weren't making very much in parking, or you aren't making much in parking, but if an AI like Monty's new system comes out and can make a site that gets some traffic, that might be a new model that's worth picking up things on the cheap because nobody's buying them anymore. So you might be able to catch either a falling knife or something that's really priced low and move up from there. So it's difficult now, geo sites building out. Now, somebody that has one like the Costello brothers might tell you different, but from my vision, an informational site based on ad spend, you know, monetizing that way, it's going to be brutal coming forward.
Okay. Well, that's good. I like that insight. What about a name like Easter.ai with a $5,000 starting bid? Changing gears, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that. I don't think you're going to do an AI site about the holiday. That's one where, like Josh was saying, I think it could be a great brand.
Oh, that's, yeah, 100%. It would have to be a brand. But I'm saying, how do you like it as a brand in that kind of price range? Is that an interesting name at all or no?
I mean, it already exudes something, right? So that's the problem, is you'd like a more of an open vessel when it comes to a brand. When you think of Easter, I think you pretty much think bunnies and eggs, right? So, well, hopefully Jesus.
Or maybe the rising of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, maybe Jesus.
The whole point of it in the first place.
Yeah. I bet bunnies come before Jesus for some people.
Hey, I'm just, you know, being contrarian over here.
Yeah, so I think it's not quite as open vessel. But a name like 700.org, that is a brand. Like, that's an easily brandable, fun brand as well. So,
hey, Josh, in the UK, it's vehicle hire, right? Isn't that like auto rentals?
Vehicle hire?
Yeah.
You could say that.
Or it's not really, that's what they, like, what do they call the car rental agencies there?
Car hire, maybe?
Car hire, okay.
Josh drives a truck now.
yeah.
Truck hire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pickup hire.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. I don't know anything about that country anymore.
He came over to the winning side. You know?
Except for, like, the soccer.
All I know, is they're arresting people for social media posts, so I'm not interested.
Yeah, no, yeah. United States, undefeated and untied. Let's go.
Give me that free speech.
Oh, which is nice.
Here's another one here's another sleeper, cardservices.com with no reserve.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that. I had a question about one. What do you guys think? So we talked about geo names, geos being obviously, you know, if there's a brand play, there might be some more value there. What about freeport.com with it?
I like that one. It's expensive, but I like that one.
$2,500?
Oh, $2,500?
Yeah.
Freeport.com?
That's his opening bid, yeah.
Oh. Okay, I thought that's a great name. That's a great brand.
Yeah, I would agree. It could be sort of tech too, you know what I mean? There's like probably some kind of tech play with it.
It's a great brand.
And it's in use all over the place. Yeah.
So yeah, that one I could see if that is even remote, even if the reserve is, you know, 10K or 25K, that's a great name.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Billy, cut this part of the segment.
Yeah.
Well, with your mask, we can voice over anything with your mask.
It's yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm going to be like, ooh, I love guyusi.com.
Yeah, you're like,
Sri Lanka, srilanka.org.
Srilanka.org. Well, let's go. Look, grouphealth.org at 500.
You know, that's a good one.
Pretty good. I like that.
We talk about group health all the time. Everybody's always complaining about health insurance and its cost. So,
jeez, it's terrible.
It is really. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation to have. But it's like absolutely. It's actually shameful, you know. And it keeps getting worse. Like every year, you know, the insurance premiums are through the roof. Care sucks, and it's so expensive. You know, it's like, it's really wild.
It's like we all know it needs to be disruptive, but nobody's disrupting it. It's just like, other than getting like testosterone and GPL-1s, there's no direct to consumer that's disrupting anything. So
yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I don't understand how self-employed like entrepreneurs with families are able to have a home and health insurance with like, it's just like impossible. You have to, you literally need to start off making 150K just to break even.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Or make nothing and then it's free.
Tough out there for a clown.
Yeah.
It is though. You're not wrong. And but yeah, I think that, well, Mark Cuban's doing something, right? Isn't he doing some kind
that's
of cost?
Prescription? Then now the prescription models are amazing. Like that's the one thing in the US, our prescription costs have come down 80% now. So that's changed quite a bit. It's just we have too many, again, we won't get in a long conversation here. We just have too many people that are obese and sick, and that just everybody pays for that. And that's, it has to be passed along. That's just how it works. We're old, we're obese, and we're sick. And everybody that's not pays for that age gap. So that's
how it goes. We're old and fat. That sucks.
Yeah.
So like, that's terrible to think about it like that.
Well, I only do it because my wife runs a 25,000 person plan and we have to look at the fringes of everything. And like 10 people are 60% of the cost for the entire 25,000 people.
Yeah. No, it is crazy. It's broken. Hopefully somebody can fix something. I don't know. But anyway, all right, let's keep it moving on domains.
Domains. I'm going to say here's one that none of you guys looked at probably is ank.ai, which I really like. Mm-hmm. That's a. And the only problem is the spelling. Sorry?
Why do you really like that one?
Well, it's like the key of knowledge. It's everybody knows the symbol when they see it. They may not know what it's called.
What is it? Cool.
Ankh, A-N-K-H.
It's an Egyptian symbol of eternal life.
Yeah, it's really the symbol. If you type that into Google, look up the symbol, you'll be like, oh, okay.
It's like a cross with a loop on the top instead of a straight up.
Yeah. It represents eternal life, fertility, and the afterlife.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a really powerful brand.
That's dope. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So
it's almost 20,000 starting bid. So you're going to probably pay 30K for it. Is it worth it at that price?
I think it is if you're willing to wait. Josh says no, you know, but.
That seems insane to me.
Yeah, right.
he's like, what in tarnation?
I struggle to disagree with Mr. Wisdom over here, but
yeah. I like it. I
Like, I like it, baby.
I think at 20K, I think it's pretty safe. We'll see what the reserve is, right?
Yeah.
But maybe we can have Monty work some magic if nobody else is bidding and say, all right, come on, let's make this happen.
Well, it sounds like you're buying it. Wisdom
money. Mr. Wisdom.
Well, yeah, we'll see if anybody bids.
I don't think the word safe is right. Mr. Wisdom
is a pretty dope. I'm going to put that on the AKA list. I like that.
I actually like that too. You're
Mr. Wisdom now. Pretty cool. I'm writing that down.
Way better than Mr. Clean.
Down.
Just another thing to mention too is the auction platform has a categorization feature, so you can go in and look at names grouped by category. So we have things grouped by geo, we have them grouped by medical, we have them grouped by net and org, we have them grouped by finance, travel, health, dictionary terms. So that really helps if there's a specific niche that someone's looking for. It'll make it a lot easier to find rather than sifting through the whole list of 350 names.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely helpful. Let's see. All right, we got about 5 more minutes, so we can go through a few more names, and then we'll wrap up with a little round the horn. Just let everybody kind of talk about whatever they want to talk about. So the Web3 names, are they all unstoppable?
Yes.
Okay. And are they all owned by the registry? Or are they?
They're not all owned by Unstoppable. Some of them are owned by individuals.
Got it. Okay. Shout out to them. Shout out to Unstoppable. All right. Well,
datacenters.org is really interesting. That market is crazy right now. Just crazy. Just the land. Like, I get calls every day for data center land. Land, even here, if and I know that they're doing it, but somebody who can develop a map where the fiber is located and the land that's proximate to it is a huge business model. Land that's close to fiber right now is tripling 10x. And there was a... You might have read there was a nursery in Virginia, and in where the cable comes out of the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean into Virginia, there's a 20-mile area where it comes in, and a nursery sold their land for $4 million an acre, 40 acres, $160 million. Yeah.
I got some acres they could have.
Gotta be by major cable. So in Illinois, we found the major cable going through Illinois and got a couple acres of land there because it's going for $100,000. Last year it went for $20,000.
I'm doing, man.
Data centers. Man, I like need it. Rocks. So datacenters.org would be an interesting business model there too.
I wasn't looking at it, but now I'm ready to invest everything I own to win this game.
So, it's the craziest thing. Data center land is, I mean, you read about it every day. As all we're talking about is Bitcoin miners moving over to data centers. Power is, Drew will tell you, power is the king of everything. The cheaper energy you got, the more money you make.
Dude, I'm with it, man. All right, cool. Well, look, there's obviously a lot of really interesting names on the list. It'll be very interesting to see which ones make a live auction. So definitely make sure that if you are interested in any of these names, we'll have the list, the links, and all that good stuff in the show notes. And,
Will there be alcohol at the auction? That's really important.
Scotty?
Yes.
There will be food, there will be alcohol, and...
Is marijuana legal at... in Florida? I didn't even know that, bro.
It is for our conference.
Nice.
Yes. Don't.
Well, I assume Drew will be off his detox by then. Thank God.
I don't know, man. I'll tell you something. His detox, he's living his best life at the moment. It's like, with how good, I was very nervous that it was going to be really tough for
all. He's writing all the emails with exclamation points, like several ones of them.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So for your sake, for you guys, for Sophia and JT and Billy, I think we need Drew to get back off the wagon.
Well, you know what's funny is I thought the negative experience was going to be because he was going to be so grumpy and cranky, you know? But instead, he's like so motivated and so aggressive that he's just like, yo, like... Everything is all caps with like tons of exclamation points. He's like a whole different version.
Now it's like, can you fucking chill the fuck down, please?
So true. But
is Drew going to be making it for NamesCon? Is he coming out?
Yeah, he'll be there.
Nice. Yeah.
He will be live in the building. And so.
Hey, one last one I want to ask you guys, because speaking of Drew, UFOs.com, I actually think is a pretty interesting name. Yeah. It's it could be a brand, and it's obviously got a crazy, you know, percentage of the world, you know, that would totally eat that up. I think that's an interesting brand. I don't know if it's worth, you know,
content for days, right?
Like that was pitched to me a few weeks back. Mm-hmm. By a GoDaddy broker, saying that they bought it in an expired auction, so I guess you can see what they paid for it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm guessing that the reserve price is probably 100-ish on that.
Okay. So that, yeah, I mean,
you reckon the reserve price is 100-ish? You got to say reckon one time on this show, man.
I actually used to say reckon all the time, because we say that a lot in the UK, and my wife was like, "Why do you always say reckon?" Like. So I stopped saying it.
Right. Wow. And now he's anti-UK, so he's just not going to reckon anymore.
Doesn't reckon he's...
Although once I start living in the country, I'll reckon again.
He is going to have to switch to an American accent now, because she doesn't want you to have the British.
Well, oh, yeah, I do.
I can tell you that UFOs
Sophia sounds more British than I do.
Above 100 and below 150.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, wait, guys. Josh's reckoning was correct. It's above 100 and below 150.
Okay. Well, so here's what, you know, the thing about UFOs is that there's so much stuff coming out now about UFOs and, like, you know.
Right. How do you monetize it, though?
That's the thing. Like I said, it's...
I'm going to sell it to an alien, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, you have to have this name, alien.
Britain doesn't like those either.
Hey, look, I actually think it would be a cool brand for a flying taxi service at some point in the future, which is going to happen.
Yeah.
I think that would be a cool brand.
It could be like sunglasses, like a, you know, there could be some stuff, you know. So,
yeah. It'd be very cool if they were willing to pay seven figures for it.
I didn't say I'm going to buy it. I just said
it's a cool brand. Come on, man. We're not shutting this down until you naturally say it in the flow of this conversation, you know. So,
you know, I've had enough of Josh's reckoning.
It is a reckoning. It is a reckoning.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, you know what? When we are up on time, so we're going to let everybody go about their day. But first, let me go ahead and kind of just go. Let's go around the room. We do have a few minutes. And Sophia, what about you? What's going on? How you doing? I know you've been away a little bit. You're back in the saddle doing your thing. And what's good with you?
I've been away longer than a little bit. It was a month and a half. It was amazing. For those who don't know, I was out. I went to Portugal, actually saw Drew more than a couple times. Then I went to Barcelona, Italy, saw my family. They're Italian. They live there.
Nice.
I had Spanish spoken for almost two months. It was harsh. but then, yeah, I mean, now that I'm back doing a lot of work, I'm enjoying it. And it was the best trip of my life. Oh, yeah, I am funny. Actually, I need to grab you for a few minutes today, and you're already going to be like, oh, I can't because I have to do so many things.
I know. The show went long. The show went long. We're going to have to meet maybe tomorrow.
He has to take all his makeup off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. How is it having hair for the first time, JT?
It looks like the way Doran made it look on the clip on the show, and I'm not a fan. I gotta stay shaving.
You still have
it
a lot of forehead. You still have
it's
a
all,
lot
I'm
of
all forehead. Bullshit. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Like, when do you stop like washing your face? Is it you know here?
You know, I have a mute button. I can use it.
Hey, you make fun of me, I make fun of you.
Listen, as a fellow baldy, I'm going to answer that question for you. You start washing your head, your face up here.
Oh. It's all part of the face. It's all part of
it. It's all face. Okay.
This is all face.
Anyway, all right. Well, cool. Well, welcome back. I know we've got a lot of really good stuff going on. And thanks for taking the time to get in costume and join us on Sherpaween. It is appreciated.
Yeah.
All right, Scotty, anything else on your end as far as the auction or any of that good stuff?
Well, I'd like to plug .hiphop if I could.
Sure. Ooh, that's what.
So we're in the middle of starting an equity crowdfund. So we're taking investments to build up the .hiphop registry. So you can, if anyone's interested, you can get in for as little as $250 at investin.hiphop. Hmm. And we've also partnered with DigiWax, which is a digital record pool. And we're doing a lot of stuff promoting DJs and new artists up and coming and providing them with their names. And so we're looking like the virality of it is starting to take hold. So we're very excited about what's going to happen in the next year.
Okay, cool. So that's investin.hiphop?
Investin.hiphop, yeah.
So what happens? You buy shares and then...
Yeah, we're basically putting up 20% of the company and raising $1.2 million in selling shares. And we're making it available to everyone. We didn't want to go and do like a venture capitalist poll or anything like that. Instead, we wanted to make it available to the hip-hop community so that anybody can get in at any level. If they believe in hip hop and want to have an opportunity to own like the future of hip hop online.
So we'll then
$6 million valuation for .hiphop and you're selling 20% off at 1.2.
No, more than six.
20% at 1.2 times five, right?
Wait,
it's math, Mr. Wisdom.
What was the post?
He's not Mr. Math, he's Mr. Wisdom.
Is it 1.2 for 20% times 5, 5 times 1.2? It seems like 6 to me.
Your math's correct, Shane. Stone's good with math even when he's stoned.
But as a former pit trader, that's the only thing I can do. Like, you just witnessed everything that I can do, and that's it.
That's it. Maximum capability on display here on Sherpaween. All right, so if I buy shares, can I sell my shares? Like, are you going to have open it? How are you going to, and is it... Like, is it a security? Like, what's the deal?
It's all done on WeFunder. So all the rules and regulations and everything are on WeFunder. And that's when you go to investin.hiphop, it's going to redirect you to the WeFunder.
Probably an SPP or something like that they set up to do it.
Okay, cool. All right, well, check it out, everybody. Investin.hiphop. Hip hop and you don't stop.
Good.
Let's go.
That's exciting. That's a good way to do it.
It is really cool. I'm actually interested. I'll check it out, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what that's all about. And the WeFunder piece, I think, is interesting, too. So. All right, cool. Well, you've got a lot going on. You're a busy dude. Thank you for joining us today on the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back.
All right. Josh, what's up with you?
Nothing, man. Just chilling.
Are you coming in names, Connie? Are you driving down?
Yeah, I'm driving down. Driving down on Monday. I'm going to be there from Monday to Friday.
We're driving down on Monday as well. So we I'll caravan? Do you reckon we should caravan? covered wagons and all that shit.
We can
he's
stop
taking
halfway.
A horse though. He's not driving down. He's riding down.
Yeah. We can stop halfway and get lunch together, dude.
Let's do it. I'll have Billy with me, but he can say.
Oh yeah, right. What a treat. But yeah,
<We're> out. Billy's always inside.
Yeah, but I'm great. I'm no good plates. Looking forward to NamesCon. Looking forward to catching up with everyone. And yeah, that's about it. Same old from me. I mean, you guys hear from me way too much. So yeah.
Hey man, well, what's you got the DNX show coming up? When is the next episode?
Thursday. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Todd's out
for a while, so. And I gotta be honest, like Todd does everything. So, without him, it would just be me jumping on a Spaces and letting people talk.
So what's wrong with that?
I know. Well, I mean, that's why it worked in the beginning. That's why people like it, I guess. But, I do like the fact that Todd brings.
You have so many chances to say wrecking, dude. I'm really, you're killing me.
I know, right? Like, just get out there and wrecking about a bunch of things. I reckon this. I reckon that.
That's why they tuned in. You know?
I reckon that might be the case.
Yes. JT is very easy to please these days.
Yes.
You know, it might be a little my gay coming out, but I think you look more handsome with a hat on.
I mean, I'm all about
Jack. Maybe this is how I'll show up. You want me to show up and name something like this?
That'd be fantastic. I'd love to walk around Miami with you like that. Like, oh, we have to call our wives and tell us we're okay.
We'll get barbecue together. Maybe go right.
Exactly. Hey, where's a good place to get barbecue in Miami?
Not in Miami. I'm sure there's definitely some cool barbecue spots. You know,
there's barbecue and Mexican food anywhere in the country.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's not a problem.
I mean, it's Florida. Florida's got good barbecue.
Well, now it's Cuban, but in Miami, it's not Mexican so much.
All right. Well, hey, is Brady joining you from Unstoppable? Is that what's happening? Who's actually going to be on the show?
It sounds like he was keen to jump on. Yeah. I mean, 1 p.m. Thursday, I'll turn on my X spaces.
All right. 1 p.m. on Thursday, everybody. This show will drop after that. So if you didn't tune in to Josh's show, you know what I'm saying? So shame on you for not tuning in.
People tune in. We've been doing it for 6 months now, and thousands of people listen to every show. So
yeah, awesome, dude. That's why I asked about it, and I know Todd is going to be. You know, I think I'll try to be in the audience. Can't commit. I got a lot going on. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good, man. I know you're busy.
Super busy. Super busy. this mask
you're busy
is cool.
Anyway.
This mask is cool. All right. Well, no, all good. So Thursday, 1 p.m. Again, I don't know why I'm announcing it. It's not going to matter. I'm really hoping it's a good show for you. Okay, next. You said wrecking. You know it's all love. All right, let's go, Billy. What's good with you, man?
I reckon I'm just excited for NamesCon to see all you guys in person. You know, it's going to be a good time.
It was cooler when Josh said.
Someone else had to say besides you.
I'm just playing. I got to do that. All right, cool. Yeah, so NamesCon's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to caravan down there, and so that'll be all good. So, all right, man. Well, thanks for joining. Always appreciate when we get you on here, and obviously all the work you do behind the scenes and everything else. It's not a small amount of work. And all right, Sugar Shane, Sugar Stone, what's going on, man?
Yeah, it's going to be a busy week for me next week. There's Miami's like the hub of crypto, so I'm coming in Monday as well pretty early because I got tons of crypto meetings with people in Miami. So there's all kinds of, I didn't think about it until I started taking meetings, and all of a sudden I realized half of crypto lives in Miami that's under 35. So, but I got to get out Thursday.
You have to wait in your meetings. If you show up like that in your meetings, they'll probably be more productive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely the oldest one at every single meeting, every single blockchain event around the world. I'm the oldest guy in the room every time. Yeah. Not always, but usually. Yeah. I'm usually. But there's lots of activities. Like, I leave Thursday morning, though. I got a 50K. I'm trying to qualify for a Leadville 100 in Austin, Texas. So I'm flying out Thursday to go to run a race on Friday or Saturday morning early to try and break 5 hours so that I can run 24 hours later. So we'll see. It's going to be hard to taper at NamesCon for a race on the weekend. It's not ideal, but we'll figure it out. So it's going to be a great week. Really fun week.
Well, cool, man. Looking forward to seeing you. And thanks for joining today. All right. Last but not least, Mr. Wisdom.
I've seriously been thinking about it, about next week for a couple of weeks now. I'm really pumped to see everybody. It's been a while. And that's like, it's going to be great. It's going to be really cool going back to Miami. I think it's been like 10 years since I've been in Miami. So just that will be fun.
Oh, wow.
We're looking forward to seeing Josephine too.
Yeah, she will be there.
Is she coming? I was going to ask if she's going to be that cool.
She will be there, and she'll be hanging out with Sophia, I suppose.
She's her protector.
Maybe not. But I imagine Sophia will be up to doing something fun, right?
I love Josephine.
No, but I mean, you're going to be in charge of doing fun stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always in charge of the fun stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love Josephine more than I love you. So please.
Understand.
I'm sorry, nothing personal.
Yeah, that's okay. But yeah, it's going to be great. And I'm excited. I get in on Monday.
What plan? Amar, Sophia, what are we thinking?
Oh, JT, care to intervene?
Yeah, what's the plan?
I'm interested in the fun stuff. What are you doing?
What are you talking about, guys? I don't even know what we're talking about right now. Well, I don't think Sophia's going to be there.
Oh,
mm-hmm, yeah.
So, they're not. Okay. Yeah.
But that's a... You
chat
can
with
talk
JT to, about that.
Not me.
Oh, you guys, what? That's just rude.
I know. Well, for what it's worth, Sophia has been traveling for the last 2+ months. So I think we weren't trying to necessarily send her immediately, you know, on a 12, 15 hour
flight. Bullshit. It's okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's not, you know, I'm not the boss.
It's a 3-hour flight, 4-hour flight.
I just work here, you know? I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
I think Billy's going to have to cut this segment.
But hey, we got the ICA in Vegas. There's plenty of other things. And, you know, look, I'm not in charge of everybody's personal travel plans, you know?
Well, we'll have to set up one of those SPVs for her. We're funding her trip to NamesCon.
GoFundMe?
Yeah.
I like it. Go to wefunder.com/NamesCon.
Josephine needs a friend.
That's true. All right. Well, cool. So, yeah. So, look, NamesCon's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a good opportunity to see people, obviously. And, you know, the auction's going to be great. And there's a lot of good sessions. We've got our session right before the auction, which, you know, again, we'll talk a bit more about the names that we're talking about now. We'll have a little bit more of an idea of which ones will actually be in the live auction. So, we'll get an opportunity to talk more directly and specifically about individual names. And, it should be all good. We'll be bidding. Paddles, get signed up and all that good stuff. And so all right, well, look, I think with all of that, we are over or at time. And everybody who has tolerated all of this silliness for this long and still listening or watching, thank you so much. For those of you that are only listening and not watching, you're kind of missing like a lot of they're probably like, why is JT talking so weird the whole show? You know what I mean? It's like, and then I'm like, I realize no one cares. It's just jokes. It's jokes. We all float down here, Billy.
But
for real, thank you guys. Like I say on every show, without you, there is no us. To the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. All of you guys for taking the time, going through the stuff. Scott, for you for breaking down all of like what's going to be happening. Shout out to Monty as well. We'll be seeing him doing his thing and the rest of the Right of the Dot team. And and then otherwise, we'll see everybody here on Domain Sherpa next time, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. Have a happy and safe Sherpaween, Halloween, and all that good stuff. Peace out, y'all.